Chapter 2. Being Connected. He who knows both doing and knowing, through doing overcomes death, and through knowing attains immortality. He who knows both the explicit and the tacit, through the explicit overcomes death, and through the tacit attains immortality. Isha, Upanishad. According to the Upanishads, the lower bird within us is concerned with the world of sense gratification, of pleasure and pain, happiness and sorrow. The behavior, capabilities, and motivations of this bird are relatively easy for us to track and understand because they are identified with our material body. The unity of matter, mind, life breath, and intelligence comprises the material nature of the living person. This material self is something we are intimately familiar with. It gives us a point of view for everything we think and do. The concept of the higher bird in us, the universal or true self, Atman, is the great and shining jewel of the Upanishads. The Atman is the ground from which the material self is formed. It has been described as the principle of man's life, the soul that pervades his being, his breath, his intellect, and transcends them. Atman is what remains when everything that is not the true self is eliminated. There is an unborn and so immortal element in man, which is not to be confused with body, life, mind, and intellect. Our true self is a pure existence, self-aware, unconditioned by the forms of mind and intellect. Just as our material self is...